Speaking of the Hora Hotel, are you guys, either of you guys, going over for the, is it the Leather Weather weekend in January?
I'm
isn't that when it happens?
I'm pretty much leaning towards it. I haven't made a commitment to it yet.
Have you not made all your vacation requests yet for work?
Oh, I don't. We don't. That.
I thought you had to request it ahead of time.
Not that much. Not for a weekend.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see.
Has Big Fatty been talking about it?
No, he hasn't really started talking about it, but I've heard it enough years to remember that it's in January, because I remember it's cold, which is perfect. If people are dressed in leather and that type of stuff, you don't want it to be in the summer.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Big Fatty been talking about it?
No, he hasn't really started talking about it.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4676. I love you, FO, for Monday, the 12th of January, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend, and we're going to have a little talk about Gail and King. Parlez-vous français? Big Fatty, parlez-vous français? Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're parlez-vous français today because, y'all, do you listen to the Ruination, the early years? There, Big Fatty, why are you talking like that? Well, you know. Y'all, as you know, on Saturdays, there is a recap show of weeks of the BFO back in the day, back in 20 and 08. And, y'all, I listened to this past Saturday's, broadcast. And y'all, I don't know where Gail and King get this shit, but y'all, they were talking about how I had majored in college in Connecticut in French and something else, and that I had taught French in middle school and had taught everything up until the 12th grade, and then I had made a career change and was appearing on Broadway. And y'all, these major productions on Broadway. And then I decided it was time for another change, so I was going to become a chef. And y'all, first of all, I have no idea where they are getting this from. It makes me want to go back and listen to the shows from that week to see where in the world this nonsense comes from. But y'all, I just kept listening and listening, and it just kept getting weirder and weirder. And y'all, I had to go in and add to the kind of the general comments about the BFO, and I added, Big Fatty does not speak French, nor has he ever taught French, nor has he ever appeared on Broadway, and has never been a chef. So hopefully that'll get that that craziness out of the subject matter that it learned from. Big Fatty, it needs to be held back a year. Well, wee-wee. Big Fatty, do you have to go TT? No, wee-wee, as in, oh, yes, Mexican for TT.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
see y'all today. Today, the 12th of June. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it's two of them. Yes, me Betty. Y'all, the first one, I've not met this person, but y'all, I've heard many things about him. He's up there in the South Dakota. Oh, Big Betty, is it Miss Bacon? No, I know Miss Bacon. Oh, well, who is it? It's Smelly. Oh, yes, Smelly Bacon. It's true. And I heard Miss Bacon say that he is awesome. Yo, he goes on these work trips to all these crazy places and everything. And I think she said he was going to be gone to North Kakalaki or something like that. I don't remember 100%. But and then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, he was part of the tag team that made the hamisole for Big Fatty, which is a lovely handmade quilt with all kinds of what am I trying to say? It's all kinds of references to Denver, which is where he's from, and Bridgewater, y'all. And I believe he came to I'm pretty sure he came to one, but it may have been two celebrations, not celebrations. Pride 48s. Don't remember which location, but y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Brian in Denver. Big Betty, we love Brian in Denver. We do indeed. So y'all, if you see old Smelly or Brian in Denver on the social medias, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Betty, I know that Miss Bacon will make sure that Smelly gets a centerpiece of cake so she can have all the corners, of course. And I hope Brian gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Betty! Big Fatty.
Yes, it's that time to find out what's on Big Fatty's mind. And now here's Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. Y'all, a couple of things on my mind here. Y'all, I got a kerfuffle. That Matt Berlin game, he spanks that Beatha. He did that song and about the special chair, and my youngest daughter Nessa posted over there at the WWW, just a man and his furniture. La, 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 low, 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 L. That was a great song. Thank you, Nessa, and it was a great song. And y'all, then Moose, you know, I just told you about Gail and King. Moose commented on Saturday's show and said, I think Gail and King had listened to somebody else's podcast for this episode. They're just making shit up at this point. Moose, you may be right, but it's interesting. I'm really interested in knowing where all that came from. Now, y'all, a couple other things have been on my mind. I play the words with friends with Miss Beva. Yes, Big Betty. And, y'all, Miss Beva has been dealing with hat calamities. Evidently, the electricity went off, or the pipes froze, or something like that, with her hats. And she and the wifey have gone to try to get things squared away, but the hats, you know how hats are, they get set in their ways, and they did not want to go to a motel or anything like that. So, y'all, it's just been just topsy-turvy, if you ask me. So, anyway, y'all, keep Miss Beaver in your thoughts. And and y'all, if you're having all things like that, let Big Fatty know. I'll put the word out. And y'all, I will say this. I've just spoken, well, via textimonium with that ex-lover. And y'all, he said that hopefully Brandon will be released from the music El Hospitalo, which we all know is El Hospitalo, or Mexican for El Hospitalo. Big Fatty, maybe it's French for El Hospitalo. I understand you speak it conversationally. Yes, I do. And what was I saying? And so, and y'all, then he'll be convalescing. He'll be convalescing in the Charleston area for about a month and a half before he's the doctors give him the thumbs up. So y'all keep Brandon in your thoughts as well as Alex. Yes, Big Fatty. Last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the Fright little show. Y'all don't think I had anything out of the ordinary to discuss about Thursday evening. As you know, y'all, it's been absolutely gorgeous. You know, we've been just about setting new high temperatures for each day. I think on Saturday the record high was 79, and we got to 78. But y'all, I can tell you right now, the winds of change are upon us. Yes, Big Fatty, because y'all, we're going back down to near freezing Sunday night, Monday, and you know, all this coming week. Yes, Big Fatty, leather weather. It's true. And excuse me. What was that? That was, I don't know what that was. anyway, yeah, I think it was some cheese. Yes, we can, thank goodness. Anyway, y'all got up on Fright. Did my regular morning routine, had the coffee, read the paper, did the puzzles, and then I was off from the morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres, did the big circle, and y'all, then I came back, and y'all, it was time to go pick up old Vader. You know, he had asked me, you know, that was his celebration of exiting the birth canal, and he had asked me if I could take him to the Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto, and if I would do that, he would buy me some soup, and I, you know, the old people love the soup, and so I could not say no. And so y'all, I picked him up, and we stopped and had soup at, I had soup, y'all, I had the cream of chicken and wild rice in a bread bowl. We ate at the Panera, and y'all, it was I'm sure it was terrible for me, but it was absolutely delicious. And so I dropped him off at the Aeropuerto, and then on Friday evening, y'all, it was young Jonathan's going away party. You know, this time next week, he'll have gotten on the Aeroplano, you know, the aluminum tube of death, and flown up to his new home in New York City. New York City. It's true. And so but they were having a going away party for some of his friends. Y'all, the only friends I saw there were the homosexuals and somebody he worked with. And the rest of it was were different members of his family and all. So it was a it was an interesting mix. And I'm sure the family members are going, who are all those older men over there that nobody knows? And well, oh yes, those are the bobo honkers in the neighborhood. Oh, okay. But anyway, y'all, it was a lovely evening. Y'all, they had a delicious the setup. They had horse duvers, and y'all, it was a delicious sausage dip. It, and from what I understand, it's very simple. It was a block of cream cheese and a pound of cooked sausage and a can of Rotel. And y'all, it was absolutely delicious. And then they had chili and homemade macaroni and cheese and, you know, deviled eggs and things like that. But the big meal was the seafood boil. And young Jonathan was doing the cooking in a big old pot outside. And y'all, in it was potatoes and corn on the cob and sliced up like kielbasa sausage and giant scrimps. And also in there was crab legs. Y'all, it was absolutely delicious. And then he once it was all ready, he just pulled out the basket that all the stuff was in and dumped it out on the big long table. And you just stood there and peeled your shrimp and broke open your crab legs and buttered your cone. And yes, Big Fatty ate like a pig. It's true. And then they had some sweetie sweets, but Granny came over and Granny and the Nip and I and a couple of our mutual friends, we all walked over to young Jonathan's. And I don't know, got there around 7 p.m. in the evening, and Granny and I headed out about 8:30 p.m. in the evening, and it was just very nice. And I wish him well up there in New York City, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, I fucked it up. Yes, you fucked it up by saying that before I said up there in New York City. New York City, it's true. Let's see. Anyway, it seems like there was something else I was going to say about that. Y'all watch the sports ball. It was the college sports ball semifinals and Indiana and the Miami are going to be in the finals. And y'all, I'll have to finish the rest of the weekend on tomorrow's little show. Yes. Oh, dear Gussie. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I was working with Chris on kind of finalizing the schedule for the leather weather weekend, which starts on Thursday. And y'all, lots of big doings going on this week. You'll hear more about it all as the week progresses. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, my Saturday night, you are going to be so jealous of how exciting my Saturday night was. Y'all, that's a teaser. Come back tomorrow. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at Stick It With a Poke. And y'all, that was Blind Guy Jay and Gavin and Jim and Blind Guy Jay. What you got?
Has Fatty been talking about it?
No, he hasn't really started talking about it.
Well, I just said I would be talking about it and later in the week. Hold your horses there.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-784-6331. Ruined One and leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.